last time on Paint It Black.
IFRS.
I fuck real slow.
I'm hitting it as fast as I can. I'm stuck.
Where's the deep spot?
I'm trying to hit it.
I don't even ask that question. I don't care.
Are you fucking done yet? I'm taking my time.
What do the initials AIP?
Anus and training.
Ooh.
Yeah. When you're not quite a hooker yet, you gotta go through the vetting process.
Oh, you're already a hooker, but you're going to
AIT
the next
badge?
Level?
You want to graduate to full-blown hooker.
What are your qualifications? Well, I'm an AIT right now.
I've got my AIT certificate.
Yeah, see your credentials. I had such a day.
I'm going to need, like, 3 apple teenies by the time we're done.
Where's the warm towel?
Guys, it's way gayer than that.
Give me a fuzzy navel.
You won't even...
We have things to discuss.
Give me a fuzzy navel and the girliest drink you have.
2 fuzzy navels. My boyfriend just broke up me. That stupid son of a bitch.
No.
That damn slut.
Yeah, I was a dumb slut was my response.
Brian, you want to go watch Rocky Horror after this? We're all dressing up like Tim Curry.
No.
I got my Frankenfurter on.
Let's do the time warp again.
And then we're playing Clue. And the question is, what's up my ass?
Is it the candlestick?
You get it every time.
It was the revolver.
It's the crowbar. 50 shades.
Wait.
It was the butler with the dildo in the dining room.
In the butthole.
It's everything.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Berg.
You could tell Ken was in the room last week smoking weed because that show got really gay for a while.
Weed equals gay a lot.
You guys know that? Just
I don't believe that
weed
at all.
Comes into a situation, it just gets incredibly gay real quick.
Well, you've been living your life so on weed, Lippy, that you just don't know when you're gay anymore. It's all...
You know you're wearing hot pink.
I got no backup. I'm just like, definitely not gay, though.
Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah.
There's Lou.
What's up?
You heard Lippy already. Welcome back. You're supposed to say something.
Oh.
This is why he's not on often. And we have a rare treat. We got a friend from the old school, Sean Nedler's here.
What's up?
True Floridian.
I would consider myself a true New Yorker still.
Right. But how many years?
Relocate? About 5 or 6.
There you go.
Somewhere.
So it's only like 5 or 6 more years until you start doing some fucked up Florida shit.
Yeah, we read some stories about it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Normal, you know.
Yo, but everyone around you is totally fucked up. Because every story we have from Florida is like terrible.
All right. You want to do some news?
Let's do the news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Paint It Black Studios, here is the news.
And now I can use this new screen here to just like pull up pictures and stuff.
Look
at that.
Oh, yeah. So Leonard Nimoy died. Y'all see him?
Live long and prosper, homie.
He definitely didn't.
He's fucking like
88. He lived long. He's supposed to live forever. That's Star Trek guy.
I would say he prospered, too. Mm-hmm. Dude was on...
All that Star Trek residual.
He played Spock, and then he played Spock. And then he guested at Spock once on The Simpsons. And
I say never let that paycheck die, man.
Yeah, right. Then he sang that song about Bilbo Baggins.
You know, I think we should share some of our favorite quotes from Leonard.
Well, you gotta live long...
Oh, no.
That was William Shatner.
I just wanted to say that.
Off to a good start.
But you're saying you live long and prosper. We covered that.
Yeah.
Pay for it. I'm fucking Leonard Nimoy.
As he was known for.
Yes.
I'm thinking maybe use the force, Luke. Use the force. Right?
Yeah. I like my... when he said, "You shall not pass."
That's a classic.
That's a classic Nimoy.
That's a classic.
So what's this Excedra all about? That was another one of his famous quotes at the vitamin store.
Pretty sure
you're just following him around while he's shopping.
Lipitor.
While he's complaining about having to pay for things.
Are we doing real quotes or are we just making shit up? Because that's what I'm doing.
I'm pretty sure he's the guy who was like, you know, I had a dream. Right? Nimoy said that?
Yeah, that was
Let them eat cake?
You obviously Spock underneath that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so he was.
It's what? Nothing but a G thing. Yeah. It's nothing
logical
but a V
or
thing.
Illogical wasn't that was his thing.
What?
Everything was either illogical or logical.
He actually.
Well, the Vulcans had no. They were all about. Logic.
Ever since Mo died, he was the one that was really keeping that hairstyle alive for like 60 years.
Did he ever get to say, "Beam me up, Scotty"?
Nah. That's why he hated Kirk.
Mm.
It's like fucking.
Just
Kirk.
Once, I want to say it.
I thought you're supposed to be a Vulcan and not give a shit. I'm like, well, I care about that, Kirk.
I'm looking at his film credits here, and it's one. Let's see, he directed Three Men and a Baby.
He directed Whoa. Three Men
what?
And a Baby?
And then he went on to star in every Star Trek
what
movie.
What drug-filled night was like, we need a director for this Three Men and a Baby movie. We already got Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg. Get fucking Leonard Nimoy to do it.
When I think comedy, I think Nimoy. Yes. Get him in here.
Does he, is he director? Who gives a shit?
I didn't know that about him. But then, yeah, every Star Trek thing, and then his last credits were like, the new Star Trek movies, and he did a voice in one of the Transformers. Let's
86 years boiled down to 3 minute bit. Sending him off.
Fire that fucker into the sun already.
If Star Trek movies have taught me nothing, he'll come back in like 2 more years.
Due to lack of imagination, he'll be back in the next movie.
They'll probably just put him in computer graphics.
Yeah,
and
CGI
shit.
Nimoy.
Yeah, right. Next to Tupac.
I'd be great if they just replaced him with Tupac.
I want to see that movie.
Well, they got the new guy that instead does of Spock the now, man. He'll just have to continue the role.
Oh, he's definitely they're making another one of those. And the new guy's good, but I always hated how they had old Spock show up in those movies.
Yeah.
So at least we'll be spared that.
Isn't the new Spock guy? Wasn't he in a canceled show called Selfie?
Guy's wildly gay in real life.
Wildly gay.
Wildly. Yeah, he plays Brian's hairdresser in that one.
Yeah, I actually kind of like the format of that. Oh, my hairdresser? Yeah. No, he's not as gay as my hairdresser. My hairdresser make Freddie Mercury blush.
All right. God damn it. Going out on that one. All right, next one. The NYPD is trying a new system to get cops to behave better. And that's mainly showing...
Hire more black guys? Like
they're showing them Roadhouse.
So Roadhouse. That's the movie they want to show?
That was my... It's the scene where Swayze tells all the guys that they have to be nice.
Are you reading The Onion?
Nope. Put this in. Wait, I can do this. I can put this on screen.
It's cop logic.
Boom.
Yeah. Wow.
This is cop logic, though. It's like...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not exactly like your finest like scholars are becoming cops. It's the people who barely graduated community college and can run like under a 5 minute mile.
Right.
Like, cop.
I don't know. I see a lot of fucking out of shape cops.
Doesn't he rip a guy's throat out in that movie?
Right. Oh my God. Kung fu's the shit out of people, right?
Yeah, he rips a dude's throat out.
Yeah. You want to make him nicer? Show him ghosts or something. I don't know.
Ghosts? It's got to be in the Swayze verse.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't get out of the Swayze verse.
He's the dude.
Show him Point Break,
Dirty
man. Dance. Keanu Reeves.
Wrong message.
Johnny, Utah kid.
I just saw John Wick, another classic.
That movie
Reeves.
Kicked ass.
Oh my God. He's got the same voice in every movie.
He's a terrible actor. Who cares?
He's got that one line in that movie that's just the worst. He's like, a lot of people are asking if I'm back. Well, I'm back. And you're like, shut up. Just shoot people.
Yeah.
He's terrible, but at least he knows like his limitations.
He tried to be a Japanese guy in Ronin 47.
Yeah, but...
I never watched that.
Was that
one.
Good?
That was a piece of shit.
I imagine it's terrible. I only watch it when he's shooting people.
Not cutting people up?
I don't think so. I don't think I've seen him
in
cut
anybody up. Matrix,
Constantine,
that kind of
good.
Thing. Yeah.
The show's better.
Where he doesn't have to really emote.
What was it, Johnny? Something Johnny.
Demonic. Johnny Demonic.
Johnny, yeah, Johnny Demonic. The same character.
What light on yonder window breaks?
Speed was his breakthrough.
Were you doing like the critic version?
They should definitely cast him into some like Shakespearean nonsense.
They did that on The Critic. It was like, if you prick me, do I not blow chunks?
It was awesome when he was in Dracula, right? Like Anthony Hopkins, Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves. Weird
they
casting.
Have like the perfect accents, and Reeves sounds just like always.
I'm sorry, but like Anthony Hopkins is like, but I'm getting out of character. This guy's terrible. It's all right. It's been the 90th time we've done Dracula. Who gives a shit?
Like, we need to do another take. Gary Oldman's rolling his eyes again. So Dracula wouldn't do that.
All right. All right, next.
All right, next one. Florida guy. had the best obituary ever. Let's see. Here's a picture of this guy.
A good Florida story.
Stephen Merrill, 31 years of age. Can you read what that says there? I'll read it for you. Passed away February 12th, 2015, due to an uppercut from Batman.
Uppercut? That's awesome.
Did you hear the whole thing?
From Batman. No.
From Batman.
How do you get that written there?
Like the real Batman?
So I'm sure the family wrote it.
Here's what happened. The guy just dropped dead. And nobody knows why. So the family, like, we got to come up with an obituary. He likes comic books. So they thought it was a good, like, homage to his interests.
Nice.
How old was he? Batman.
31.
Well, none anymore could feel better. This guy was summed up in one paragraph, and it took fucking 30 seconds to do our bit. Next.
Yeah. This is how bad of a nerd I am. I read that, I go, Batman doesn't kill.
He accidentally killed. You know how many concussions he's probably given out, though? Those people have probably...
Oh, he cripples people. You play those Arkham games?
You know how many people have, like, mental retardation from the fucking ass whoopings he's given out? Like, they're sitting there drooling in the cups with helmets on because Batman batarang them in the forehead.
Yeah, it's like, no guns. I just throw razor blades at people's faces instead.
I'll let the state decide whether they kill him or not.
All right, next one. I don't know how I feel about reading this one, but Lou sent it anyway, so it's kind of gross. 14-year-old girl in, what is that, South Carolina?
Kakalaki.
Got in big trouble after she posted on her Facebook page a video of a toddler performing a sex act on her.
Wow.
Yeah. That's gross.
It's gross.
Wait, what happened?
I'm sorry. He was reaching for my cock for a second.
Dick.
Yeah, that's pretty much
the
whole thing.
It's disturbing, but what are they considering the sex act?
It doesn't go into that.
Yeah.
Kind of mercifully.
Gross. I mean, it's rough.
Yeah, nothing to say about this one. Fuck you, Lou, for sending this one.
It sounds totally awful.
I'm definitely gonna cut this and post.
was it a kid though? Was it a guy?
No, it was a 14-year-old girl who was drunk at the time. That's her excuse.
How old was this kid?
Toddler.
That's like out of the norm for the girls to be sexually deviant like that.
Yeah, it's
usually some fucked up guy.
Yeah,
the whole situation.
Well, you know, we were letting him vote now and. You know, running for president and shit. Might as well get everything that goes with it.
Just snowballs with the crazy shit.
All right, follow up to a story we did a few weeks ago. Do you remember the guy who tried to fuck a mailbox in England?
Yeah.
All right. We had a bunch of good puns.
You guys look confused. So he basically was dry humping, his pants were off, but he was humping a mailbox and shouting, wow. A bunch.
Just closing the lid on his dick. Pow, pow, pow.
Wow. Wow. This is mind-blowing.
So yeah, he's dead.
Wait, what?
Did God strike him down?
Yeah, apparently. He just died. 45-year-old guy just dropped dead.
Batman again.
With his dick still... with his dick still sticking out of the fucking mailbox. Yeah, hanging.
He got tetanus
He's trying to fuck a fire hydrant. He just killed over.
He cut his dick on it and he got tetanus from it.
You know,
damn
need
STDs you get from mailboxes.
For this hero, like a sound bit of like,
you need some taps.
21 gun salute.
Yeah. This guy went out on top. You know?
And then after, if you remember, after he finished fucking the mailbox, he climbed to the street light and started swinging from it.
Right.
That's awesome. I think the whole thing's funny.
Yes.
If some guy did that outside my house, I would be cool with it. I'd be like, you know what? He's having a good time.
Yeah.
He looks like a character from a Guy Ritchie movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Like Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Yeah, he look, you know.
Rather cockney fellow.
Little just bit of a hooligan. Fucking,
yeah.
Well, now that I see the guy, I wouldn't want that guy doing anything to any mailboxes outside my house. That is real to me, then no, that's, I don't want it.
Good point.
Katz was hoping he was more handsome.
Yeah,
like a Pitt or a Beckham type guy. I can handle that better.
It's not no Channing
Tatum. Anyone from the show Spartacus. They're all pretty lean.
That's true.
Very good.
Well, we know his type.
Yeah. Definitely.
My type is good-looking men.
Swarthy and strong.
Lou loves the Channing Tatum type.
I really don't. I really and truly don't like that fucking bobo-eyed freak.
Bobo-eyed freak.
He's the worst. Tell me he's not the worst.
He's not the worst.
I don't have any
G.I. Joe.
Did you guys see that, was it Jupiter Ascending?
Oh, I hear that's awful.
No. That piece of shit?
Did you see it?
I went and saw it. It was all right. It's nothing that... it's not like it's fantastic, but the dude looks funny with facial hair for sure.
And doesn't he have like pointy ears in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some kind of like alien elven like dog thing going on.
weird. Sounds awful.
They're just running out of shit.
Uh-huh. It's Wachowskis. They don't know what to do.
I'm going to take that as a win for me.
Well, the one Wachowski, he knew what to do. Then his brother turned into a chick. Now he's like, oh, yeah.
Damn it. We made The Matrix once. Now we're doing Speed Racer.
Yeah, but you made Cloud The Matrix Atlas. Two more times. Shitty.
Yeah. Well, you liked Cloud Atlas, right?
Cloud Atlas was awesome. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't say that. Cloud Atlas was awesome.
That was your
Cloud Assless was awesome.
Cloud Atlas? Look, man, some motherfuckers can't cross bridges. Some people can't say that title.
Okay. All right, let's
That's
move
it
on.
For the news. All right. So you want to play some games?
Balderdash. Yeah, with the new theme song.
Oh, we got a theme song now. We don't have to make it up as we go.
Oh, we can sing to it, though.
Nah, I'm good.
You can.
You know, it's right. funny. One of the last ones I heard was you guys trying to imitate make a theme song.
Yeah. They fucked it up.
Yeah, we did.
But this is the Balderdash thing.
Balderdash.
Balderdash. We're gonna have some laughs. It's Balderdash. So don't fuck it up now, cats.
I'll try not to lose you, douchebag.
Fucking suck my dick. Balderdash. Answer these questions, bitch. Alright.
I was waiting for this song to end at some point.
Dude, it goes on for like 2 minutes.
That's a long intro.
I've got like a chorus, and then we go back into
a guitar solo.
There's a breakdown. And then like the piano solo, it gets dark.
It was a weird story before we go into Balderdash. During our Super Bowl party, Justin of the show, he brought in his acoustic guitar, and he was showing these two other guys here that actually really do play guitar a lot. He's like, dude, check this out, man. A, B, C, D, B, C, D. And they took it, and they're like, and they just like melted his face with the guitar.
You look like the guy at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. Like, ah!
It was so funny because then he put his guitar back downstairs. He's like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's great. And I am convinced Lou won't be satisfied until we take at least one singing break every show.
Well, you gotta.
You know what? Our buddies at UTG, they nailed the music last week. They did all mouth music. It was like a symphony.
Well, good for them.
Why don't you leave the show and join
them?
Why don't
you go to them?
Maybe I fucking will. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, go.
Basically, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'm going to ask you to define a word, ask you who a certain person was, like why they were famous, ask you to tell me what these initials stand for, what a certain movie was about, and name that law.
It's easy when you're doing it.
So, all right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Dedunculus.
The Dunculus?
What does that mean?
It's this hooker on 125th and then Malcolm X.
That bitch was dedunculus. Yeah.
She gave you that $25 special.
That sounds good.
That's why it's dedunculus, bro.
What does this $25 get you for the special?
Everything but everything, bro. That's dedunculus.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
$25 and she's dedunculus?
Yeah. Right. No, she looks like a pig.
Oh.
No. Her name is Dedunculus.
Oh, so she's the hooker. I thought you said, like, that ass was Dedunculus.
Oh, it was. No, her ass is Dedunculus, yes. That's how she got the name.
So black guys enjoy her mostly.
Or, you know, whatever.
90.
Anyone on 125th Malcolm X?
Yeah.
All right, Ellie.
What do you think
Dedunculus?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing that the queen was killed by? She had that big horse right on top of it. Didn't she get dedunculus?
You might be right about that.
All right, dedunculus. It's the guy who won the slam dunk contest this year. Dedunculus Jackson.
Dedunculus Jackson. Elbow in the rim.
Yeah, shattered backboard, whole thing.
Triple windmill from Dedunculus Jackson.
720 double under the legs. Wah, elbow in the rim.
All right, Lip, what do you think?
I'm going to kind of ride that one and say the Dedunculus is a cross between a basketball player and a fucking one of those stupid homunculus things.
What's the def on homunculus exactly?
I don't know. What's that you comic book boys watch, that fucking cartoon? Full Metal Alchemist.
First of all, fuck you comic book boys. Is there a more condescending way you can put that? What is it you children enjoy?
Comic boy men.
I have comic books. I'm just saying.
What is it you comic homos like? I don't know.
That's Dedunculus. That's what that is.
I'm left more confused than before.
All right, Lou. That one's a tough one, man.
Award
you
the
said Dedunculus Jackson.
Yep.
He said that bitch got the Dedunculus in the ass.
She got the dunkified.
And Kat said it's a hooker with a Bedunkadunculus. I really can't decide. I'm just gonna give the three of you a point.
Is that just like the gigantic ass, the Bedunkadunculus? Is that just, like you hear you could put a glass on a, you know, on the first kind, but the Dedunculus, is that like a platter?
Yeah, it's like a serving tray.
She's
it's,
like,
you got it's the booty scale, you know. You got booty, you got badonkadunk, then you got
yeah, that's the dunkulous. What I was looking for.
You're hitting it right, and you're hitting it, and you're killing it. And she's like, and you're like, oh, I'm killing it, man. It's like, oh yeah, you think you're killing? Here's the whole thing, and just drops her ass on it, yeah. And then that's the dunkulous part. All
right, I can't even decide, so I'm just gonna split the point between three. Is
what is the real answer?
Who is the only one who don't get the point?
Lippy. the only living relative to the dodo bird. That's a true answer.
That's
that dunculus. Shit's alive? That shit's real?
I guess.
It's a relative.
That's the dunculus.
Yeah.
It's a relative. Just like a...
You should have said that as your answer.
I did, after.
No, you were like that thing from Full Metal, plus he slams dunks.
And then after the whole... I was said, that's the dunculus.
All right.
Went over your fucking heads.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to start with Edler. Richard... Hollingshead Jr. What's he famous for?
Richard Hollingshead Jr.
Hollingshead Jr.
He is the first American male to give head to a junior.
like a junior in high school? Or like, or just like a junior, like his junior or something
his
like
his junior.
Heinous.
Ooh. Pete?
Mine wasn't far off. I was going to say, he's the creator of the prison blowjob.
He was that motherfucker to steal on in jail, huh?
He's in like an old-timey gulag. Mm-hmm. Pop the teeth out.
Oh, man. That's why if you go to prison and you're not a tough guy, you got to get the back tattoo that says, ask about my hand jobs.
Lippy, what do you think? Richard Hollingshead Jr.
I think it's just this dude dick that got a little one. So fucking, once you need fucking blowjob, just call Dick Hollingsworth. Holla at him. I don't know.
He is the 1972 Dandy of the Year Award winner.
Dandy.
Dandy of the Year Award. I'm going to give that one to Adler.
He won for his curly mustache.
I liked it.
And fancy hat.
He's the inventor of the drive-in. Drive-in movie theater.
Where one goes for a blowjob.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Tied it together.
I believe the Dedunculus is more real than he opened up a drive-in.
All right, Pete. It's EMFT. EMFT. This one's stupid.
Every motherfucking time.
Yeah. That sounds legit.
I don't know what, in context, that's my answer.
EMFT?
Yeah.
Emergency Midget Influence Fighters.
That would be good, except that's EMFT.
I'm good with it. Was your cousin got... Yeah. What'd your cousin say once? It was like, he's repeated the first one twice. Yeah.
It was like, Pop-Tarts, Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Those are
let me see that
letters.
Card.
No, it has the answers on it.
I don't care about the answers.
All right, EMFT, cats.
Extremely mushy, was it EMFT?
Yeah.
Extremely mushy, flabby tatas. Gotta beware of the EMFTs, man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like dried up potato sacks.
EMF double Ts.
I was going to say elegant midget female tits.
Elegant.
You guys have exact opposite yeah. definitions for this thing.
Oh, I tried to go with the midget.
You're like fat gross tits, and he's like elegant midget tits.
Now, would you like to have... Here's the thing. Would you like to have a regular size
chick
with gross titties or a midget chick with perfect titties?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that the words are good or bad.
No, I'm just asking a rhetorical question.
You know what? If it's like
midgets actually scare me. I try not to look at them.
Yeah, but imagine how...
I think I'm going to look at them funny and they're going to know. Yeah, I'm going to try too hard to not look at them funny.
Yeah, but imagine like how
much... And then they steal your soul.
Yeah, but imagine how much you fucking... How big you feel with a regular chick. I mean, you're probably like a fucking John Holmes motherfucker.
You
with
could spin them. You could sit them on top and just spin them.
Yeah. Woo! So you feel that in the back of your throat, bitch? Laugh, clown. Oh, you wow. can't donkey punch them though, because you hit right in their fucking head. Like, you know,
you fuck them up.
It's like Batman would do. Certainly it.
Certainly a big enough target.
Batman would do it.
They got like a 40-pound body and a 50-pound cranium. Was...
You know what? Like, if I bet, like, guys who double team them are afraid that if
tips will touch,
they'll touch like internally.
You'll kiss tips in the middle.
They'll meet halfway through the body.
Luckily, there's biology, and there's a bunch of shit in between. There's no chance.
There's such a thing as bones and organs.
If you just rip through all of her organs, you touch dicks, it'd be the gayest, gnarliest thing that ever happened. You killed a chick with your dick, but it was kind of gay because another dude helped you.
My favorite midget story of all time is Brian's midget in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Midgets standing on the toilet seat to pee.
Little footprints on this on the toilet room.
Little children's.
Is this something you've encountered?
Yeah, in my office. I work in a skyscraper, and there was this little midget guy who worked there, and he used the handicapped stall, and I guess he propped himself up in the bar. He jumped up, stood on the motherfucker, because there was two mini footprints on it. So only one could guess that that's how they do it. You know?
Yeah. It was logical.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pete, what did you say EMFT was?
Every motherfucking time.
Every motherfucker.
You know what? I kind of like elegant tits.
Oh, the name of the episode is Elegant Midget Tits.
Yeah. That's the winner.
That's amazing.
The real answer is kind of stupid. Early morning fuzzy thinking.
Meh.
Yeah.
Midget tits. Kind
of, yeah. Early morning flatulence training.
Wake up and start farting, guys.
I don't know how you do it, but that's normally the first hour of my day.
Pucker, wake up. Shoot a mean fart and just go.
I love farting. That's
you're a man of simple life.
This is the same guy, just for the listeners, the same guy who coined the term beating off is awesome.
It is awesome.
Rubbing one out is awesome.
That's rhetorical, though. Beating off is awesome. Like, yeah, obviously.
Right.
I also like farting, too.
Said out loud until
I like farting living. Because I like everyone else's face once they smell my fart. Such he likes it too. I know he likes it. He definitely gets off on that.
It's only good if they're really affected by it. They're just like, oh man, that sucks.
And there's nothing like worse than standing near Brian and he just starts laughing when nobody says anything because now you know you got to clear out.
Oh, this is good. I found out my stepsister the other day farted in class that she's teaching with special ed kids, and one of them smelled it, and then all of a sudden she blamed it on the other little kid. So there were two kids with her. So. She, you know, the other kid was like, ew, I smell a fart. And then the other kid was like, I smell a fart, too. And, you know, she was like, went to one of them and was like, did you fart? Even though she farted.
Damn.
That's cold. That's
not like dirty. Special ed like that, but they're like, their families are, you know, fucked
it
up.
It was slow Randy.
Not like she's going to it like a...
It was the run-of-the-mill Phil.
All right, what round are we up to?
All right, Lippy's starting. It's the movie question. What is the movie Loophole about? And here's a hint. It has nothing to do with loopholes.
No, it's an anal porn movie.
Okay, like it.
Like a, you know, that type of loophole. They're like putting it in their loophole.
Okay.
I don't know what the...
Well, I like the sound effect.
What porn are you watching?
Yeah.
I don't usually watch anal porn. I actually don't really like anal porn at all. It just happens to be a topic. A lot of gay shit happens to be a topic in this fucking room, so I went with the anal porn.
Good on
you. I didn't know it was gay anal.
Yeah, you didn't specify that originally.
Yeah.
I just find anal porn kind of gay anyway.
Regardless if there's a chick getting it or not.
Yeah, I'm not really about that life.
Like he's sitting there yelling, you fag.
Meanwhile, it's two chicks with a dildo. All right, Katz, what do you think?
It is the prequel to the movie Looper, where they you actually go to the future, and you're in on that conversation when they get the whole scheme to send people back to the past to kill them. They're like, guys, we just invented time travel. They're like, yeah, that's great. No. We're going to go back to the past and just dump our bodies there. But we could fucking invest all our money in Coca-Cola or AT&T or any of that shit. No! It's for killing people. It's too hard to do in the future.
Just an hour and a half of arguing what to do with time like travel technology.
His secondary guy's just like, no, seriously, boss. Like, it's just a bad idea. It's stupid. Like, we have time travel. We can just do better things with it.
Right.
Maybe we'll go kill Hitler, save millions of lives. Bodies in not too distant past. That's it.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Took my answer.
Far more elaborate than my anal porn.
Butt porn. No.
Gay butt porn. Even if it's with the chick, it's gay.
All right, what do you think?
The movie Loophole. It's about this old lady who's a bank teller. And she has trained super chihuahuas to dig holes under the ground into the back of the vault to steal the diamonds.
Wow. That's elaborate.
I'm not beating that.
She's obviously a Mexican for the chihuahuas. Literally any other dog would be better. He's the smallest, shittiest dog you could possibly have.
Bunch of amaritas.
Super chihuahuas.
He did say
the
super
size
chihuahuas.
Is what fools people.
What, did a bunch of rats burrow into this motherfucker?
Oh, wow. All right, Pete, what do you think?
I got nothing. Everything I came up with was taken.
Yo quiero your dinero.
I was going to say it was the Looper porn parody, but that's pretty much a combination of both of theirs.
Yeah.
I'm not beating that chihuahua one. So.
All right, but Brian, I'm going to give the point. But, Edler, I'm going to give you a point for right because it was close enough.
It was about super chihuahuas. Not about the bank robbery. It was about super chihuahuas.
A person in need of money goes into business with some bank robbers.
Was there?
So I think the bank robbery could be.
I want to see his movie more.
I want to see about the training of the super chihuahuas. Like,
yeah. Then there's the sex scene with the elegant midget tits.
I love it.
All right, I think we're on Cats this time.
Vamanos, muchachos.
It's the bank teller.
All right, Cats. In Little Rock, Arkansas, it's against the law to blindfold. ..
Anal sex movies.
Your victim.
All right.
I didn't hear the question. What was it?
In Little Rock, Arkansas, it's against the law to blindfold.
Actually, can I go back?
What?
Yourself when you bang a person from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Rockinsaw?
Little Rock, Rockinsaw.
Imagine that. Little Rock, Rockinsaw. That'd be a hard word for them to say.
All right.
It's illegal to blindfold the bride during fixed marriages.
Mm. All right. That sounds like it could be true.
Yeah, that does.
It's probably true.
I don't know. A midget. I'm Andy-ing it. I got midgets on the brain.
Little people.
Lippy? It's against the law to blindfold.
Your dick when you're choking it.
Okay.
Sorry,
do you often blindfold?
I lost sound in my ear.
Everything that you said is about jerking off your dick.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what exactly
it's
a,
it's
is
illegal to blindfold the Lucky Charms character before you fuck me. Before you get in with the anal sex. Because
they don't care if you blindfold Toucan, because he just files his nose anyway. Yeah.
What did you
and
say,
that
Pete?
Fucking rabbit will do anything for Cocoa Puffs.
That's
a bird.
What did you say again?
Midgets.
I like that. It's simple.
Thanks for the mercy point.
Yeah. The true answer, a cow.
Who blindfolds a cow in general?
Probably before they shoot it or something. Probably
wow, that's a waste of money. All the blindfolds?
Yeah. Probably before they start fucking it.
Would you blindfold and give it a cigarette first?
I was going to say cow tipping, but...
Yeah.
Just blindfold the cow
before you blindfold before you shove it.
They're like, whoa, this isn't illegal unless you blindfolded them.
Actually, if you blindfolded a cow and then milked it, it would look really dirty.
Cow doesn't know he's doing it.
Stop it.
Moo.
Right. All right, I think Eller's starting. Mm-hmm. This is a weird definition. Lira poop.
Lyra poop.
Lyra poop?
Yeah.
Lyra poop. Okay, I got it. Yeah, Lyra poop. That was the code word that the midget bank teller used for the Super Chihuahuas when she wanted him to return to Point Charlie.
Point Charlie, I like it.
Wink, wink, Lyra poop. Go, go, go. That's the Latin term for spying on someone while they're on the toilet.
Wow.
Lippy gives me a subtle, like, all right.
Isn't that the currency they trade in Italy?
Lyra poop is the rejected name of the company Google. It's Google Lyra poop.
I'm glad we don't have the Lyra poop thing, so we can just Google them instead.
Yeah.
Turd sandwich, Lyra giant poop. Douche.
All right.
Lyra poop it.
I'll tell you, I like the code name Lyra poop.
I'm enjoying this alternate reality on this crafting.
I would love for you to come back next time, like a couple months from now, and just have the whole script written out.
Written out.
I'm looking at this screen of scores, and I'm at this big fat ass zero. It's depressing.
Just stop talking about jerking off.
So the true answer is a tassel on a college graduation cap.
Fine. Time to break out the really? Racism.
Yeah, weird, huh?
That's a Lyra poop?
Not just a tassel, but Lyra poop. Very, very weird. All right, Pete.
That's like the douchiest thing you could call it.
Yeah.
It's a Lyra poop, not a tassel.
No, you're definitely a douchebag if you correct somebody on that.
Yeah.
That might your Lyra poop is askew. Just punch that person.
That might get you punched in the face.
I should know. I went to DeVry.
That Ivy League university.
My Phoenix College. College of Phoenix, whatever it is.
All right, Pete. Richard Stanford Jr., what did he do?
He won the award for whitest possible name.
Probably. Lit?
So cool. He invented the post-it note.
I was going to say, like, who are you going to say he jerked off?
No.
Invented touching yourself.
I'm done. I already came. It's good.
Right. What was the guy's name?
Richard Stanford Jr.
He invented racism.
He's the guy.
Hmm.
He owes everyone money.
Senior wasn't ready for it.
But reparations.
Junior.
Well, senior laid the groundwork, and Junior ran with his father's dream. It's like, pull over all the black people you can. Dying word time.
He's the guy that invented the dog leash that can go from 30 feet to 5 feet.
Which works well
That's
with super
genius.
Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
That's genius. I'd like to shake his hand. I had that.
Who? I mean, at 30 feet, your dog's pretty much doing its own thing.
Yeah.
Like, when he's hit the return button, it's like...
He didn't give a shit. If it's sold, it's sold. What the fuck? What does he care?
He made millions.
Get the Stanford fortune for the dog leashes.
Pete, what did you say again?
I don't even remember.
I don't know. I can't give you a point if I don't remember. Lippy said something about jerking off.
Lippy's was posted.
He invented the spitting in your palm before you jacked the dude off. That was him.
Make sure you blindfold it.
I'm going to give Lip the non-sequitur point.
Ah, a pity point. Thank you.
I love pity points.
That's how it starts.
A funeral parlor driver charged with driving in the carpool lane with three dead passengers.
It counts.
Nah, man, it doesn't count.
They don't have to be breathing. They're there. They're passengers.
Yeah. If that counts, then can I have some sex dolls in my car when I want to
Absolutely.
Escape from
Didn't
traffic?
Didn't you have a grandfather that had he'd put like an ape in the front seat?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what? An ape?
Oh, dude.
Like a stuffed animal ape.
My mother's
a black person.
Father. Not an ape. No, not that. Not like that. he had this huge monkey, and he put a fucking hat on it, and the hat... on the monkey said, fucking eat shit. And there was a pile of shit that was on the brim of the hat. It was a blue hat. He put overalls on this fucking monkey, buckled that shit in his Bronco, in shotgun seat, always drove the HOV lane. When I got in the car, I sat in the fucking back. The monkey still sat in the front.
I mean, you're not lugging Loki back and forth, man. He's shit shoddy always.
When he was, you're like, Grandpa, let me sit in the front. He's going, read the hat.
Pretty much. He was tough. He was a tough grandpa.
He should have hooked him up with some sunglasses and a shotgun.
Right. All right, Lip. ACFC. What do you think that stands for?
ACFC?
Yeah. And then here's the clue for this one.
Can't fucking count.
What? ACFC. Let me get
it. Can't fucking count.
All right.
Like I A Y E.
Like H.
Can't fucking count. Scream. I can't.
All right. To you, cats. ACFC.
Always come from
the queef.
You know, petered out there at the end.
Caution? I don't know.
It's very, I very come safe. From caution.
Always come from caution. You know, don't be too radical.
I think you started well, but then you kind of fizzled.
Well, yeah. That's why I get the.
I did enjoy that.
Wah wah.
ACFC.
That's the anal cunt fetish confessible.
Confestival?
What was that last word?
Convention, you meant, right?
Convention.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's both cunt a convention festival. And
cunt
convention.
That works.
Yeah. It was the cunt festival.
The cunt festival.
Yep. I like
a lot
it.
Of bitches.
ACFC.
Your turn now, my friend.
I'm in your boat. I got nothing.
I can't even think of anything. That's not ACFC.
I can't even think of anything.
I got to give it to the cunt festival.
This is a tough one. Yeah. That's a bad combination of letters.
The true answer, the Abbott and Costello fan club.
They're all dead now, yeah, I imagine.
Right.
Well, the game he's reading, what is this, like 1980 questions?
It's a lot of old-timey
Lou,
shit.
Yeah. Lou fucking stole it from the library.
I think I saw like some Trivial Pursuit question over there. It's like 1980 edition.
Yeah, who's
That's
the
first edition you got there.
Who's the star of the current hit show, Webster?
It's got Mr. T and the characters from Miami Vice on the front of it.
Buster Keaton's the hot new star.
God, this has a lot of 18 questions.
The bitch says, where's the beef that she's on the cover to? Punky Brewster.
That Kaiser's a bad egg. All right. who started that one?
It was Lippy, yeah.
Lippy, sorry.
All right, so cats. Mm-hmm. The movie Zuzu, and it's spelled Z-O-U.
Zuzu?
Yeah. What's that about?
Zuzu. I can't use the snoo-snoo joke. You did it last week.
That's right.
So Zuzu is a movie about an Isuzu that gets the front of it knocked off. So it's just a zoo. And it gets a heart of gold. And, you know it's just terrible.
It's like
know.
Herbie it's, the Love Bug.
No, it's a terrible idea from a fucking guy who ran out of fucking material. And
you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it sputtered out towards the end, but never had a. It was like fluttering a little bit on takeoff, and you know it really had no traction, and it was a terrible joke opportunity missed. So there you go,
Zuzu.
Zuzu.
Damn,
it's kind of like an Adam Sandler joint.
I can see Happy Madison putting their name on that.
Oh, Zuzu, Zuzu. The movie Zuzu. What do you think?
The movie Zuzu. Let's see. The movie Zuzu is about a lost puppy who was in a park who had to live on the street and had a hard life until one day he met a bad crowd of puppies. He got into doing some wrong things. He got lucky and got out. He met this lady.
Okay. I knew it was coming back to the chihuahua thing. Like,
she gave him this injection and he became the first super chihuahua. It was the prequel.
I can't beat that one. Was the puppy's name Zuzu?
The midget movie.
And that was the puppy's name.
Zuzu.
Wow.
I smell a trilogy.
But if you
the
have
first one's like a superhero meets animated picture. The second one's just a full-on heist movie.
But I feel that the third one is going to lose a lot of like traction, and it's going to be like Zuzu Vengeance or something.
Well,
like
if you haven't noticed, Edler hasn't written the third one yet, so they're going to change directors.
The
mid-stream.
Third one always kills the franchise
every time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you know,
it's going to have fucking Ewoks in it.
What do you think, Pete?
Oh, damn it! I'm not beating that. So
it's Zuzu.
It's the new sci-fi epic starring Channing Tatum.
No.
That's Jupiter Ascending.
It's the sequel. Channing Tatum.
Zuzu, like you remember Zuzu. The first one.
No, I've switched it up a bit. I'm going to call it Zombie Opiate Underdwellers, which instead of zombies underground going brains, they're like crack.
They're just hobos.
It's just homeless people who
you're
want
crack. You just talk about transients.
And they eat your these face before they grab your wallet.
That's they're awesome. Exactly like the chunks.
Bath salts.
Going back to the Florida shit, I say.
Quaaludes. Asking for drugs that no longer exist. Like,
they're the Dr. living Frank's dead. They tonic. Feed off that crack.
Oh, speaking of crazy fucking snake oils and shit, my grandfather in the mail today got this like device that will cure all, everything in an age of 20 years, and he whips it out. He's like, look at this, Junior, and it's like a plug that you stick in your nose, and it's like, I'm just laughing at him, because he gave me this whole spiel about how the market's bad right now, and like, I should weigh my options, and all this like really smart shit, and then he gets fucking rooked by a fucking gypsy woman who sold him a fucking... some bullshit that she put together out of an old iPad and a fucking wire.
Did he buy this from a cart where the guy was like, come on, come on?
Yeah, hit, Simpson and Sons. Fucking, I was just like, Jesus Christ, you got swindled. You got bamboozled.
Yeah. Damn. All right, you know what? I think I kind of like Lippy's. Bums searching for crack.
Woo, 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the last question.
Let's do it.
I will say a couple of you are in, there's a three-way tie. So you really got to fight to make second place.
All right.
I think we're starting with you this time. In Muncie, Indiana, when entering a cemetery, you are not permitted to bring.
In Muncie, Indiana, can't go in a cemetery with a shovel.
Damn it.
And a pickaxe.
All right.
That sounds legit. Pete?
Condoms.
Damn it, that was the other part.
Shoveling condoms was yours?
Damn.
I was going to say a 12-pack because the minimum's a 30 case.
All right. Brian?
He looks so bummed right now.
With the treasure map.
Wow. Brian with the... with
totally
the,
redeemed myself.
With the Andy answer. The true answer is fishing tackle. I don't get that, but...
Catch anything today? Nope. I'm in the cemetery.
I still enjoy the visual of Brian wandering the cemetery with a shovel, being like, no, I'm looking for gold.
And a fishing tackle would be better.
I just keep digging up dead bodies. What the fuck? Yeah. Where's this gold at?
He's just rifling through their pockets.
It's a bunch of unopened sarcophaguses with, like, fucking corpses and no gold.
All right, so our winner, Edler, by a long shot.
You said it was close.
For no. Second.
Oh. Yeah, the three, you were tied for second, and Brian just pulled it out at the end.
And, well, of course you win. You created the movie I want to see more than anything. Yeah.
It was the all Jason Statham from there, man.
Chihuahua movie.
With midgets.
Super Chihuahua.
With bank tellers. With elegant tits.
If we can cast that real quick, like, who would you have in your movie?
Who would I have in my movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Armorita would be, have to be definitely be.
I was going for the Taco Bell.
Armorita, right? That dog's got to be dead.
She's
now.
Definitely dead. I know for a fact she's dead.
I know.
Let's get like George Lopez to reprise his role as a Chihuahua.
Okay, he could be.
No
the
way,
voice
Benedict
of one.
Cumberbatch.
Oh.
James Earl Jones, an epic voice. Wow.
And Morgan Freeman are.
Morgan Freeman is the Chihuahua.
A Brit and two blacks are the voices for Chihuahuas.
Keanu Reeves can be in there too.
He's the midget. He's
Zuzu.
He's Zuzu.
I'm Zuzu.
And Travolta.
John Travolta?
Well, he's already done Bolt. He has experience.
He's the dude that's making everyone feel uncomfortable with his free massages.
And his really awful hairpiece.
Yeah, that looked really bad.
They could just grow their own hair now if they just pay for it.
Well, we literally did a story about him like 2 weeks ago where we have a photo of him bald, like straight bald.
Coming out of a gym.
Coming out of a gym. Trying to pick up dudes.
Trying to solicit.
Trying to pick up dudes.
And then I see him on the Oscars, and he's got, like, Vinnie Barbarino hair.
Yeah.
This ain't working for you.
All right, so you guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do a break.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Damian Cross, host of The Offensive Line, and my co-host is Black Man.
What's up, baby?
And Zach Stacks.
Don't say nigger, we'll say it for you.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Hey, if you're not listening to the show, this is what you're missing.
And you better be drinking rum.
Tell yourself.
Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Maria Lockhart, you have some nice tits.
Maria Lockhart has nice tits.
Mm.
Okay. Should we get, like, shirts that say that? Maria Lockhart has nice tits?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have shirts made that says that say Maria Lockhart has
and
nice tits.
Just a picture of her tits, not her face.
Yeah, I want to have one that just says, would you suck my dick from the back? Maria Lockhart, president.
Yeah. Boy, do like I do my generic white.
Do like an Al Roker.
Eric Fulton, we're going live.
Do like a weatherman.
I still feel threatened.
Hello, great to see you.
Well, great to see you too, buddy.
Oh, how you doing?
Oh, nothing really. Just got done having anal on my girlfriend.
Oh, that sounds mighty super.
Oh.
Wait a second.
That's a little different. Why?
I hear a black.
Oh, shit. No, I don't think that right there. Freeze, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
And then I got woken up at 5 a.m. by an actual pimp smacking an actual hoe.
Is that a cereal? Ho-Smacks?
Yeah. Ho-Smacks, yes. So delicious, sweet, puffy hands.
And just a little bit of STDs.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Ho-Smacks.
Some syringes. Crack pipes. Marshmallows.
Wait, what's not going to last?
We're not going to talk about her anymore.
We're not going to talk about her titties at least?
Why don't we just talk about the Ku Klux Klan? How about
that
for a second?
Oh, fuck, yeah, that's right.
Let's do that.
Oh,
is there
shit.
Any titties in the Ku Klux Klan?
Probably, yeah.
I can't believe I'm telling this story.
Oh.
I actually met somebody who touted the fact, and was proud of it, that they could shoot D batteries out of their ass.
Damn.
Damian. You said you would never tell anybody about that.
Check us out at utterlyoffensive.com, our Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, and iTunes.
Yo, that's a good show right there.
The whole time I'm looking at YouTube, I'm like, I wish you were black and you were gay. Subpar co-host.
Well, you know, for straight dudes, we talk about gay shit a lot.
Smoke a lot of weed.
Just when there's weed involved. It was weird how patterns emerge like that.
You know, I never thought we talked about gay things until you mentioned, like, hey, when you smoke, you guys talk about gay shit. And we're like, you know what? I think that might be the case.
Next thing you know, you're talking about giving dudes handjobs in prison.
Yeah. Well, that's over getting raped.
Yeah.
That was the only time that I wasn't gay.
That's true.
But you were like, you're shooting out ideas like you wanted to excel.
if you excel at it, then you're probably less likely to get it in there.
Yeah. Still, but he wanted to be like King Handjob.
Well, no. I would have to be.
You could be a King Handjob or what? Queen Ass Job?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's worse?
Sean's getting my whole thing.
I'd rather give
him
anal man.
If I give the lackluster hand job, then it ain't going to work the second time.
Well, you know what?
Well,
like,
bend over,
kid. Yeah, it wasn't as good.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
Brian, you know what? I look at him and he's a hairy dude, you know, big guy. The other guys, you're sorry, Pete, sorry, Eller. You know what? With a wig, you might look like a lady.
Fuck you.
You two.
You call me pretty?
In this room are the prime choices for the lady boys in prison.
I think Katz is just looking for, like, the best benefits of being the better hand job person in the prison. He just wants, like, the extra bag of chips and
stuff. This is where, you know?
I'm not broke, guys. Like, no, it's not gonna. I'll be knee deep in chips.
Obviously, I will offer. Favors, you're not broke.
I will offer the rapist the chips before I give him the
rapist
job.
Will take the chips.
No.
That's money.
Then you can't have him take anything from you. You have to offer it. So he's like, give me those chips. He's like, oh, would you like to have some of these chips? You gotta confuse him because they're stupid, right? And you'd be like, yeah, I want those chips. Oh, I'll give you some of these chips. Here you go. And then all of a sudden, you're not a bitch anymore. You just gave him some chips. Listen, you didn't get him, took him from you.
I still maintain that, yeah. Like, once
and
you
then
got...
you're giving everybody everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got... Look,
you're
I got...
You're not the bitch. You're just giving everybody
hand
everything.
Jobs. I'm just a good old guy. I can maybe even stop giving hand jobs. He's like, yo, that's the chip guy over there. You just asked
him
for the
chips. That's the chip guy.
You got Snicker bars.
You got to upgrade to bogeyman. Then you're in.
I still maintain that, like, once you got out, you'd just be throwing hand jobs out like crazy.
I can't
stop.
Might
be easy money at that point. Well, might be good.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it depends how long I was in jail. If it was like a year, nah. But if I was like hard, some hard time, well, I mean... You know,
that's a lot of hand jobs.
Which, yeah, it's
like, hey, Tyrone, you're
yeah,
going
I mean,
to finish
in prison
that jello?
So long, I mean, it's probably more like how quick you get it done. You can get 10, 20 customers an hour.
It's true.
That's like a bar of soap, a towel, and a couple cigarettes.
They call me old-fashioned Brian.
Yeah. He's sitting on the corner with some Jergens and a shake weight. Like
old-fashioned Jack over here.
Yeah. All right, but getting back to the topic... Offensive Line is actually a really good show. Mm-hmm. I like these guys. We were fucking around on Twitter. They're just like, sometimes you just look at somebody and you want to put a finger in that booty hole. And I'm like, well, sometimes you want to put, you know, a tongue in their fart box, you know, who knows?
Tongue punch in their fart box.
So I've been having a lot of fun just fucking shooting the shit with
these
guys.
And you can hear them where you hear us, right?
Exactly. Follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook. They're basically all over the map, so...
Cool.
Give their show a listen. They're good guys.
Was one last time? What was the name of it?
The Offensive Line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want to do Stupid People?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1 second, though.
Yeah. Oh, I catch you off guard every week. It's not like we come back from a break every week. You do this.
Stupid People. Pete would be literally the worst person to talk to the cops because, like, he's bringing shit up.
I find it funny.
Yes, I am drunk, officer.
Oh, no. We didn't do anything illegal except for that, you know, we robbed that bank.
Yeah. Money's in the back.
That's why they call him Stoolie Pete.
Don't try to put your shit on
me. It's Louie the Stoolie.
Louie the Stoolie, yeah. That was the post quill that failed.
Well, the thing is, like, people don't know I snitched.
That's how good at snitching you are.
I like to think, though, when you snitch, it's not because, like, you're trying to get out of trouble. It's because you're hating.
Pete offered.
I didn't like how much money they were making over there.
You know, like
they were selling drugs. Fuck them.
Like I snitched because I'm an angry fucking dude.
Didn't want to take it up the butt or give out handjobs.
Pete offered it up willingly.
sounds like Pete in prison right there.
Right. You don't have to rate me. I'll just here it is.
This can be enjoyable for everybody.
Right.
Done properly.
I'll spread them.
Don't be mean about it.
Keep your chips.
All right, stupid people. Because I can't get enough of the 50 Shades of Grey stories because they're always train wrecks, yeah. We got one more. And that's a drunk woman went into the theater to watch this opening night. Then, midway through the movie, full body release. She puked. She shat herself.
Did she come?
Probably. All it says is lost control of everything, including all bodily fluids, and ruined the entire thing.
Yeah, okay, for the 30 seconds, it's a terrible feeling, but after, you probably feel great.
What fucking
like,
drug was she on?
All the evil's out. It's like, oh, I came, I sneezed, I blew a load, I pooped. It's great.
Yeah. You probably feel like 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah, definitely.
Whenever I take like a monster shit, I'm like, I bet I can do a backflip now.
I imagine
I couldn't before.
Lou does a push-up.
One!
Still got it!
I imagine that's the only euphoria equal to getting raptured.
That good shit?
Do they have a cause?
A good piss is good.
One
too.
Source said, I'm not sure her age, but she's so drunk she couldn't move. She practically had to be carried out. And the mess she left behind was disgusting. So they're saying drunk.
All right.
She had herself 2 bottles of wine, went to see the movie.
I mean,
more
like,
than 2 bottles.
Like,
for a full body release, you're drinking a case of wine.
For a woman? Yeah.
You've got your own cask.
You know who does that besides her? Corpses. You have to be dead to fucking void your bowels.
I don't
that.
Think corpses blow loads, though.
But full body release, yeah.
Well, that would be a good send-off. If you die, you're like, ugh.
The best part is the whole theater's filled with couples on their, like, Valentine's Day. This woman just stumbles in. It's like,
yeah.
You know one EMS guy was like, I'd still do her.
What's the EMS?
Emergency service.
Yeah.
Ambulance guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. She shit on herself, man. It's not like.
You know she was in there just like.
Oh, scissor me timbers.
Is that the sound clip?
I haven't heard a sound clip most of this fucking podcast.
You know,
that's like the first.
We've been pretty quick about it. I think once we go too fast, you can't really get them in there.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next thing?
The next thing. All right. Another one of my favorite topics is people in cell phones. Some thieves accidentally butt-dialed their victim and left a complicated voicemail discussing how they had just committed the crime.
After the fact, you mean?
Yes. Well, I think so. Let's run through it. They got caught stealing from their employers, so that's why they had the number. They work for, like, a concrete company. Then one of them butt-dialed the office, and they discussed their entire plan.
Yeah, boy!
I hope the realization was on the message, like, eventually where it got to, yo, is the phone on? Oh, holy shit! Yeah. Like, hang up! Yo, we gotta go!
Is this like a fucking movie?
They didn't steal any money. They stole, like, power tools with the intention of selling them. But they laid all this out in the voicemail.
That only happens, like,
yes, you could get us at 555 Winchester Lane.
Not like, they go into their dealer's house, like, yo, man, can I get a big ball? I got a power drill. It's like, no.
I just given too much details over the phone, though. It's like, hey, Brian. Brian Katz, do you still live at 13 Elm Street?
Blood type A.
Blood type A. Is your phone number still 555?
Your sexual history, like, is Gina.
Your haircut looks good. It's a shoulder-length brown hair with a slight scruff. He's about 6'2".
He's got a mole on his lip. Blah, blah, blah.
How much heroin do you have in your hand?
Enough to be convicted from.
Now let's talk about all the parties involved. Full names. You know what's funny? You actually named my street and house number.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I have no clue where you live for the
record. I respect it, Pete, though. You protected my street and house number.
Yeah.
Because shit. I accidentally just... Pete's
such a snitch, though. He had to do a little snitching, even though. Just minute snitching, even though you're trying to protect.
Oh, God, it's subconscious now.
All right.
No snitching.
Let's go from snitching to prank calling. Circle K convenience store.
At the Circle K.
At the Circle Jerkoff.
Of course, you go there.
I know.
Lippy, let's try a word.
If there's a way to get the jerking off, Lippy will find it.
All right, Lip. Like
6 degrees of jerking off.
We're going to play a little word association now. I'm going to say a word. You say the first thing.
Like ink blots.
Yeah, let's do that.
What's this ink block?
Jerking off.
No, not even a guy jerking off. The act of it.
Okay. Hand.
Jacking off.
Definitely.
A bird. Jerking off
my
in
cock
the air.
In my hand.
Marshmallow.
I get yelled at Al Bundy style, like, we could, like, just lay in there, like, we could get your hand off your cock.
Dinosaurs, all jerking off.
You know what? That fucker is like my hero, Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Like, I've been modeling my life after him, including, you know.
You don't sell shoes.
Having no money. But just.
You gotta get Courtney to wear that, like, Peg Bundy wig.
Yes. The cheetah print pants.
Eating bonbons. And
we're gonna have some toaster leavings for dinner.
They did coin the phrase toaster leavings.
They really did.
Yeah, let's get back to the story.
That's
though.
Gross.
This guy's been talking about jacking off. He's like,
toaster, I think toaster leavings are a little dirty.
That's the line.
Hockey. Cold jacking off.
Pucking.
Cold stick handling.
All right.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtle jacking off.
Green dicks. Secret of the ooze.
Right.
I mean, what about the girls? Can you get the girls involved? What about a little fucking
double-clicking
the yellow mouse right there?
I like when the girls do the jacket.
But your mind always goes to the jerking off, though.
Yeah.
Girls or titties. Like, really big titties. Like, that's absurdly basketball-sized titties.
That's it.
Crushing can right titties.
Right. If I hadn't known you for many years, I would swear to God you're a 14-year-old boy.
I would swear to God.
Every night I go to sleep.
If I didn't know you for so long, I would definitely say that Lippy was gay. I'd be like, the guy's gay. Constantly talking about jerking off.
Yeah,
muscle
I like
cars.
Doing that.
But he loves tits, though.
You know, well, that's because I know him. He's always like, yeah, I love the performance of this car, man, jerking off, right, guys?
Callback to earlier in the show, you know, if we had to write your, like, eulogy, it'd be like, this nigga died suffocated in some big-ass titties.
Oh, that's the perfect way to go.
Yeah.
Like that.
You can write that on my fucking tombstone, like, died pleasantly face first in titties.
He died in some triple K's.
Loves jugs.
Here lies Lippy, jug lover.
Finally achieved a triple Z.
Tit aficionado.
What the hell's a triple Z?
I don't know. It's got to be somewhere. Like you know those balls that go do, 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 do. That's probably one tit. That's
Brian, what's a triple Z? It's the Holy Grail, my friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just too much.
Fills the room.
That word doesn't exist with tit size.
It does exist. After a while, it's like, oh, Jesus.
They double as pillows. I mean, I don't even know.
On a wheelbarrow, like, oh, God.
All right. You want to do the story?
The good people at NASA are inventing bras for her?
All right. Let's see how good. If you were in this situation, so you, let's say you're a Circle K employee in Arizona. You get a phone call from your boss or someone you think is your boss or someone higher up on the chain. And they instruct you.
Literally anyone in the world higher up on the chain.
Yes. Yeah. Right. But they claim to be corporate. Corporate Circle K. And they say, what we're going to need you to do is discharge all the fire extinguishers, throw them through the windows, and destroy all the merchandise in the store.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, I'm good with quitting this place.
Yeah.
These good employees followed the instructions. Guess what? Wasn't really management on the phone.
Why the fuck would they think that was legit?
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
Because they're dumb.
God damn.
They were just following orders. You can't fire them for that.
What company was this?
Circle K.
Okay.
They're like Wawa.
That sort of makes sense, though.
It's like one of these. Looks like a 7-Eleven.
You know, when you go into a place like that, you know they have like just nothing but off-brand shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of place where I've gotten, like...
You can't get a Yodel, but you can get, like a snacky cake.
Big Al's seltzer water.
Zingers instead of fucking Twinkies.
Big Al sounds
all
like...
All the cans just say soda.
Yeah, it sounds like it has a fucking...
We dont have soda. We have
armpit
pop,
hair
pop
in it.
Billy Spearmint gum.
Billy's.
Jethro's...
Yo, I got some fruit stripe in the car.
Donna's honey buns.
Fucking fruit stripe, the only gum that lasts for one chew.
The gum isn't even all wet yet, and the fucking flavor's gone in that
but
shit.
But they soften the blow by giving you fucking press-on tattoos.
And then 60 seconds in, it just disintegrates.
I gotta say, I never was a big fan of zebra gum. It was kind of gross.
It was 100% just tattoos.
Well, all that shitty kid gum, like Bazooka was crap.
I
like Bazooka.
What about Double Bubble?
I like that, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember Double Bubble. I remember Bazooka.
Or
Bubble Yum, I liked all those.
I like Juicy Fruit. I don't even think that this exists
anymore.
That's
like the baseball guy one?
No, that's Big League Chew.
That's awesome.
Which one was the one that came in like a roll?
Bubble Tape.
That's Bubble Tape.
6 feet
like
of bubble gum for you, not that.
Yeah.
Wow. That just brought me back.
Yeah.
Actually, that was
how about some Ecto Cooler, motherfuckers?
You
know that shit's on eBay for like hundreds of dollars?
I bet it is.
For a fucking 20-year-old high C drink?
Yeah. Oh, yo. What is it? Pepsi Crystal or something like that?
Crystal Pepsi, yeah.
Crystal Pepsi? It's $300 or some shit on eBay.
That's crazy.
It's the Pepsi Corporation just making a single can at a time.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let's do the next one. Yeah. Kanye West is a dipshit, but we all know that.
He really is.
And a gay fish.
And I normally don't like to do celebrity stories, but this guy's a fucking asshole. He decided his new thing is he's going to be designing video games. So he describes here a video game he made when he was 12 that was Mario Brothers meets penises and vaginas.
What? So it's like Mario, instead of being Mario, is a big penis.
Leisure Suit Larry Mario.
I'll read you what he said. He says, my game was very sexual. The main character was like a giant penis. It was like Mario Brothers, but the ghosts were like vaginas. Mind you, I'm 12 years old, and this is 30-year-olds are programming. He talks like a child.
Yeah.
You'd have to draw in and program every little step to literally make it, because you're the penises, you know? Had little feet and eyes.
Was he fucking stoned or wasted when he said this?
It's rambling. It's literally rambling.
No, it's probably not. He probably definitely dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
So now he's designing a new game. And it's called Only One. He's been working on it for 6 months. You're a gamer. What do you think of this premise? The idea is to get Kanye West's mother through the gates of heaven to the highest gates of heaven by holding her in the light.
Jesus.
Sounds pretty stupid.
I feel like he just walks around going, Kanyeezy, Kanyeezy, like a fucking Kanyeezy. Parrot all day long. Kanyeezy.
He's a douche.
You wonder how some of these people get way up there, too.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Like, if these are your ideas, like, how did you do that?
He probably was in some gay act and taped it, and then it was like the guy who was like a higher up was like, oh, man, I can't have this getting out. All right, Kanye West, he's going to be a household name.
Exactly,
like,
right?
See, I heard that, you know, he was saying, like, he wants that picture of him kissing himself. You ever see that?
No.
Yeah,
It's basically a picture of him kissing Kim Kardashian.
You can't even tell, though.
People have replaced her head and hands with his own head.
He'd probably be more about that than Kim.
Because he loves himself so much, it's like, all right, well.
You ever listen to his raps, though? I don't think he knows the definition of a lot of
words. He has a Shatner style of rapping. He just sing talks.
He just repeats a lot.
But the words, the actual lyrics themselves are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they mean nothing.
Did you see him at that SNL 40th thing?
No.
He laid on the floor and sang a song, like, rapped. Really? And I was like, this is terrible. He probably thinks this is genius.
Yeah.
All right, but here's
motherfucking genius.
Here's my thing, though. The words themselves don't make sense.
Yeah. I know.
Like, they're not like he made up words like a fucking, you know, like an ingenious, like, lyricist. He just says the words that he thinks mean something that they probably don't.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely don't.
And nobody checks
on it. Yeah, everyone's just like, oh, you hear that new Kanye West joint? Like, nah, what are you talking about?
I just think of him as that South Park character. I really think he's like that.
Yeah. But I heard, like, you know, with that picture, he's like, all right, I want everyone to just delete it.
And I love Beyonce. Not this bitch.
It's like,
I'm married.
I want that deleted from the internet. And it's like, all right. Somebody press that big red key on your keyboard.
So let's do it.
Let's find the key that deletes everything from the internet. It's such a piece of shit.
My porn!
Like, oh, what a piece of human garbage.
That would, everyone at once would just be like really uptight because they, no one's jacking off. Like, if the internet went down?
If everyone stopped jacking off at one like particular time, the internet would crash.
A lot of bar fights.
Yeah.
Like, we lost 1 billion followers in 10 seconds.
The internet would shut down.
Yeah. It would just be anarchy.
Bank accounts would just be popping out of people's printers.
It would be like the movie 28 Weeks Later.
I think an actual a thing that a computer should do at this point is
jack me off.
No. When you close all your programs, you're about to shut off, it should be like, oh, are you sure you don't want to clear your browser history? Like, thank you, Google/computer. Yes, clear my browser history.
Right.
Or actually, just don't even keep my browser history in general. Yeah. That's a bad thing.
There are settings for that.
Yeah, this is a private browsing.
Just have a whole web browser.
The average man's not going to dick around and find those settings.
Yeah.
It's like a button.
Man, please.
Most browsers, I'd imagine.
Like in my Google settings, my Google history right now, I'm actually trying to plan a bachelor party for my friend coming in November, and I got escorts and donkey show in my browser history right now. So, actually, you know what? Can't get a donkey show. It's pretty hard. It's harder than you think.
Because it's mad illegal. Yeah, but imagine it's kind
of why can't I pay a woman to fuck a donkey in front of me?
I don't know.
That's because you're probably not looking up the right thing.
They gotta have like code word for it now or something.
Yeah. You gotta look up the Donkulous.
The Donkulous.
The Donkulous is the fabled Tijuana donkey show.
Yeah. Hold on. Bravo.
Bringing it back.
That was a good callback. All right. Next stupid person. People who are afraid of terrorists. People who are afraid of ISIS. Apparently, somebody was having a 21st birthday party. They had two big balloons that said 2-1. In front of the house, and somebody called Homeland Security because it looked like IS to the idiot.
Is!
Which, if we're just going off the conspiracy wagon, they're like, that's ISIS propaganda.
Why would they balloon propaganda us?
Or they were Spanish and were on the other side of it and were just like, see!
Yes!
It took you a second.
I was reading the thing.
Yes! Yes! I would actually just like to have a bunch of balloons in my front yard that said yes on it.
Yeah. Dumb shit.
Yes!
This for no reason?
Very positive guy, that guy.
Just but, have like an exclamation point floating there.
Yeah, just a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Too many people will be trying to break it with their heads.
You know, an emoji.
Was that a Mario joke?
Mario joke.
Nice.
It was funny. I was just talking to Luffy about this last night where I said I was on the plane on the way down here and I got in early. So I'm in my seat early. I'm watching everybody come in the plane. I got sat right in the middle seat. And I can't help but look at every single person that comes on. And as I see each person, I go, no, please, no. Or I get sit next to that person. That person's okay. Dude, one of these guys came in. And he had, like, the, you know, the big beard reminded me of the ISIS whole thing. And I was like, please, no. Do not want to. And I was like, does that make me racist? Like, I did not want to sit next to that guy. Everybody else, I was like, yeah, yeah, except for, like, the really, like, big fat woman that I was like, no, she's going to be half on me. But that's understandable, I think.
Yeah.
But when I saw that guy, he was skinny. He wouldn't have bothered me. But I just was like, no, because I'm the first one. Like, if this plane gets terrorist, my neck is first.
No.
I did not want to sit next to that guy.
No. You're not racist for thinking in that train of thinking. I'm racist for thinking, like, that guy probably stinks, bro. Please.
Curry again.
That guy probably smells like shit. Please don't sit next to me. You know, that's racism.
I saw this picture on the internet of this, you know, Muslim dude. He's on the airplane. He snaps a photo of there's another Muslim dude, you know, 15 seats away. They see each other and they just give each other a thumbs up. There's a white lady in the middle. She looks like she just saw a ghost. Like,
oh man, that's like plan initiated.
Right, we're go for code Bravo.
30 seconds.
They couldn't pull that shit again, though. I think that if any like Arab stood up with a plastic knife this time, probably just get the beat down.
Yeah.
Could you fuck with TSA and, like, instead of bringing a knife, you just bring, like, a spoon? Be like, yeah, well, it's not a knife. I'm allowed to go on here.
I see you played knifey-spoony before. Yeah.
No, because you break that spoon, and then it becomes a jabbing knife.
Who even cares about TSA? My uncle has a pen knife that they didn't even find. He actually forgot it was on his person.
Oh, we bought butt on the planes. They can't find shit.
I keep thinking of that David Tell bit, too, where he's talking about terrorists booking
one
a flight.
One way.
My name? Joe.
Thank you, David Tell, for all the laughs you've given me.
I love that special. All right, last one. You guys hear about the news anchor who had certain things to say about Lady Gaga music?
Oh, yeah.
She dropped a couple jigaboo bombs, I heard.
Her quote was, here it is. It's hard to hear her voice with all the jigaboo music that she, whatever you want to call it, jigaboo. Like, wow. She waited a beat and said it again.
Her co-host is black, too. So he's just like, she's like, jigaboo? He didn't say anything. He's like, jigaboo.
Just caught eyes with him.
Jigaboo.
Yes. Pressed her face up against his ear like, jigaboo. Boo. Like the Babadook.
She fucking wigged out until Rico's like, jigaboo, 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 just boom.
Like she just got a paradox. And...
Why is she just saying racist shit? Boom.
Oh, wow.
She was quoted as saying jigaboo for about 2 minutes and her head blew up.
I would like to see that. Yeah. She offered an apology this week, and her explanation is that she had no idea what the word meant. So why did you use it on TV?
She's like, I meant pick a ninny.
Right.
I thought we called those niggers.
So that's it. That's pretty much it. Like, but don't say words on the
that's
news
funny.
If you don't know what they
and
mean.
And she gets away with it, because I haven't really seen too much news about it.
Yeah.
Sean, but you work in a corporation. If you were just to yell the word out, jigaboo, twice, would you not get in trouble for that?
Yeah, there would be like an email.
HR.
An email.
No, the email would come first.
Spam.
Like, please report to the HR office. Because they don't embarrass you usually. You know, the company tries to be pretty, you know, lenient on not embarrassing anybody. Dude, I got some crazy shit from my company, man. There was a dude. I had to move his files. This was so bad. All right, so this guy is church, religious going man. He is in charge of HR. And one day he's like, oh, my files are so slow, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, I say, dude, you live in Tampa, but your files are stored in our Connecticut office. That's why it's so slow. It's
traveling 1,400 miles there, 1,400 miles back. I'm like, you need your personal drive needs to be here in Tampa. He goes, oh, okay. So he authorizes this form. So I'm transferring the data. Network guys call me up. Edler, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm transferring his data. They're like, well, it's a ridiculous amount of data. What are you moving? Look at it. Like, if are you moving fucking movies or what the fuck? Like, I'm like, all right, hold on. I'll look at it. I fucking open this folder. And my fucking screen basically freezes because I have thumbnail pictures on for, like, the files.
Yeah.
I open this picture, and it's fucking gay black porn.
Specifically?
Now, what makes it worse is I sit out in the open, and, like, in the IT section, and because it was, like, loading, and it was in fucking... It was being dragged down, first of all, right? It's transferring, plus I'm looking at it, and it's fucking 1,400 miles away. I couldn't close the screen, and it was thumbnails telling a story. Bing, bing, bing. Like, and it was, like, progression of this guy's
black dick,
porn.
Black dick, black dick.
It was him taking the pictures. It wasn't even... It was him taking the pictures. Because,
his finest work.
Yeah. And
you think he would just leave that in Connecticut. Like,
so this dude totally get fucking fired. And you know what? They were quiet about the whole thing.
Well, you can't be too loud
about it. We're going to have to fire you for like your black cock.
We employed a pornographer for a while. but HR, it was very niche.
But it's the HR church religious going man, and he's doing gay pornography.
That's the exact guy so you think of.
Yeah, exactly.
He found Jesus and dick.
Like, you would actually shock me if the dude who gets fucking blacked out drunk every Friday night and, like, bangs hookers is, like, gay. I'd be like, well, that guy was definitely hetero. Yeah. Like, the religious guy, yeah, that guy's gay. He's definitely gay.
Clearly.
He likes to go to church because he likes to look at the abs of Jesus. That guy's cut. He's got a Michael Phelps body.
Now, if only,
better face, man. Though.
Yeah. If only we could get black Jesus up here, though.
All right.
Well, that's it.
So, I mean, you had some big black dick on your computer, huh?
But that... We
it
actually,
was there.
We kind of just got a Florida story there. A little bit.
Well, thank you for the Florida story.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for snitching.
I gave away
twice. You snitched to the bosses, and you snitched to the world.
He had... All right. Now, he had to snitch, because he can't be the guy with the gay black pornography creeping up on the screen. He's got to explain what's going on.
I would have told him in that. No, I would have been cracking up laughing, making fun of this guy.
No. The dude that I was working with came up behind me, and it was like the guy that, out of all people at the company...
He's like, so you like black dick porn,
no,
too?
He's the guy trying to get me freaking canned.
So he was like,
the
you
guy
come
that came
to our
up
meetings.
Behind me is the guy that was trying to throw me under the bus. So there was like, what was I going to do? Yeah. It was either me or him. And in that case, fucking, as in any case, right? Mm-hmm. You got to save yourself, man.
Yep. Snitch.
Yeah. Fuck it. If it's you or some other guy that
would've
you don't
walked
know.
Right up to him, been like, you like black dick? Nah!
Excuse me, sir. I'm preparing a PowerPoint presentation. All right. And I'm using big black dicks as my bars. All right. We're doing great this year. Big bars.
Big bars. It's a bar chart. All right, so that's pretty much it for today. So here's what's going on. We're going to end the show, but Brian came up with the idea. We're going to hashtag the show for episode titles. So whoever's got the best episode title.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, have already thrown my hat into the ring with this, with Elegant Midget Tits.
Oh.
How do you not name it?
Hashtag Elegant Midget Tits. How hashtags work?
Yeah.
That's how this works. Hashtag the title of the episode.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say hashtag BBC.
No!
Hashtag BBW.
Hashtag Undercover Brother.
He was, yeah.
Hashtag Zuzu Returns.
Zuzu Returns.
And what was yours one more time?
Elegant Midget Tits.
All right, guys, who has the hashtag here?
You thought I was going to say hashtag jerking off, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag double fisted my dear.
I kind of like Zuzu.
I don't know. I think if he said super chihuahuas, I would have gave it to him. But midget tits.
Elegant.
Although it's still his idea.
It's his idea.
It all spawns from the movie.
I'm only saying that because I really want that to be the name.
Yeah.
Zuzu Returns to Super Chihuahua.
Zuzu!
All right.
The Legend of the Midget Tits.
Yeah. Zuzu Returns, Epic Chihuahua, also known as elegant midget tits. It's like Birdman.
All right, so
that's what you think of when you think of Birdman.
What do
Birdman?
That. Yeah. There you
what
go.
What the fuck is that?
That's from the old cartoon.
Yeah. All right.
Well, follow us on Twitter at POV.
Well, so what's the winner?
We didn't.
I say elegant midget tits.
I like the Zuzu. Let's do Zuzu.
Zuzu.
Anybody else got a vote?
Hashtag Zuzu.
Word.
All right.
Let's take us out.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at POB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes. Rate and review and podcastnation.net and Stitcher. And we're on a lot of things.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
What am I missing?
Instagram.
Tumblr.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Tinder.
Did you say podcast land?
Tinder.
Yeah.
Grindr.
plenty of fish. J-Date.
Right. Why not? All right, well, for myself and Brian and Lou and Lippy and Edler, close the door behind you.